Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
5,000 liters of cooling oil fully alight. This created a major hazard due to the still live high voltage equipment and the nature of the oil-fueled fire.
Heathrow serves more than 1,300 flights a day. More than 600 have already been canceled today. The NTSB is warning about the safety of a number of bridges in the wake of last year's Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. They are recommending the owners of 68 bridges in 19 states that are frequented by cargo ships assess vulnerability in the case of a crash. President Trump's Justice Department is due in court today to answer a federal judge's questions about why Venezuelan deportations were carried out. This is ABC News. We've all been talking about the high price of groceries, but have you eaten out lately? ABC's Andrea Fuji says you might have to take out a small loan to afford it, especially if you want breakfast.
A new study from Finance Buzz found in the last 5 years, popular chain restaurants hiked their prices by an average of 42%. That's double the national inflation rate. Breakfast restaurants facing high egg prices saw the biggest increases. Waffle House nearly doubled their prices in the last 5 years. Prices at IHOP rising more than 80%. Among other chains topping the list, Texas Roadhouse at 46% and TGI Fridays at 45%. Andrea Fujii, ABC News, New York.
A couple of NCAA upsets that might have messed up your brackets. 10th seed Arkansas beat 7th seed Kansas last night. Number 11 seed Drake defeated 6th seed Missouri. The women's tournament begins today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
This Saturday, March 22nd, competitors will gather at Wisconsin Riverside Resort for the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Teams can enter for $20, and participants are encouraged to bring their own bags and a partner. For those without a teammate, organizers will assist in pairing up players. Pre-registration is recommended, and if interested, call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Proceeds from this event go towards the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, which supports River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college. With a great cause behind the competition, players and spectators alike can expect a fun and meaningful day at Wisconsin Riverside Resort this Saturday, March 22nd.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him, Jesus, that he would show them a sign from heaven. Matthew 16:1. In the springtime, flowers shoot out of the ground from bulbs that have spent the winter buried in the dirt. A field turns green with tender shoots of grain. These are all God's miracles. Although miracles are all around us, we must have a desire to see God's workings in order for them to generate faith in our souls. Jesus chided the people of his time because they would not believe his works that were performed in their midst. No matter how many miracles people may hear about or personally witness, if they do not want to believe what God has done, nothing will make them believe. Remembering previous miracles that God has performed for us will help us see his hand in subsequent events in our lives. Let us remember his past goodness so that when we come across similar situations, we can look back and say, if God could take care of that situation, he can take care of this one as well. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're looking forward to a breezy and milder day today with that southwest wind out ahead of a front. That front will drop in from the northwest toward evening. Could bring us a couple of sprinkles out there, maybe a flurry this evening. Some colder temperatures building in late tonight and early tomorrow, but overall a pretty nice Saturday with a good deal of sunshine and lighter winds. A low-pressure system, a fairly strong one, will drop down across North Dakota into Minnesota by Sunday morning, across Wisconsin later Sunday. Out ahead of it, moisture streaming in should bring us some rain and wet snow mix around here. Late Saturday night through Sunday evening, a small slushy snow accumulation is possible in some spots. The heavier snow, though, should stay across northern Wisconsin, northeast Minnesota, and upper Michigan, where some places could see about 4 to 8 inches. It'll be kind of breezy around that system as well. Then the rest of next week is looking overall just a bit quieter, only some spotty light precipitation. The forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, chance of sprinkles late this afternoon with a high of 52, wind southwest 10 to 20. Tonight, chance of spotty light rain or snow showers through the late evening, then partly cloudy and colder, low near 20. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy with lighter winds, high near 40, northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming southeast. Saturday night, breezy with light rain and snow likely well after midnight, low near 30. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with occasional light rain. It could be mixed with some wet snow in the early morning, then again in the evening, high temperature in the upper 40s. On Monday, breezy and cool, scattered light snow showers possible early, then peaks of sun later, high 41. On Tuesday, mixed skies, maybe an isolated light rain or snow shower, high in the mid-40s. Wednesday, peaks of sun, again a small chance of a rain shower, high 47. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. We're at 35 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 39. The morning low today was 22. The record high for March 21st goes back to 2012. That was a warm year. 81 degrees was the high on this day. Record low, 8 degrees below zero in 1965. Last year's high was 36 and the low 24. Sunset will happen at 7:15 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 2 minutes after 7 tomorrow morning. Right now we have northwest winds around 3, barometer at 30.05. No precipitation today. And again, after that low of 22, it is 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up in sports, a recap of boys basketball at the State Boys Basketball Tournament, and plenty of stuff going on the hardwoods, not only from the college scene, but the NBA. The Bucks had a win last night as well. That's coming up in sports, sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. At the state WIAA boys basketball tournament last night, Mineral Point lost by a score of 57-54 to Aquinas. The Pointers were up 31-23 at halftime. Leading the way for Aquinas, Finley Strom with 16, 15 for Vincent Barr. Trey Barr added 12 as Aquinas moves on to face Bonduelle in the championship game. They defeated Prairie School 59-41 yesterday. Mineral Point was paced by Drew Ashelman with 16. Jackson Wendhausen added 15 and 11 for Eli Lindsay. Earlier in the day yesterday in the Division III semifinals, Freedom got the win in the first tournament game of the day, 66-32 over Elk Mound, and Milwaukee Academy of Science edged Lake Mills in a good ballgame, 65-61, the final. The Division V games will start the day today. Action going on at the Kohl Center in Madison. That's a 9:05 tip time today as they get back to action. Divisions 5, 2, and 1 semifinal games will be played today. The basketball season came to an end recently for the Richland Center boys basketball team. They also had two first-team all-conference selections, as we mentioned yesterday during this time. Head coach Brian Poles talked to us about the end of the season.
The parents hear me say this every year, but I just feel so fortunate to be able to be in this position to do it. We had a great group this year. Every year it's hard to end, and as a coach, you know, one of the things I always gauge is, you know, at the end of the year, when it's all over, did I still want it to continue? And I can honestly say, you know, every year has been that feeling. I wish we didn't have to stop when we did. The kids were working hard. They were improving. It was just a lot of fun to be part of it. And I'm just grateful for being able to do that. And, you know, looking forward, we've got a lot to look forward to. So I look forward to getting this group back, because it's a wonderful group to work with.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles. From winter sports, we transition to spring sports. Today there will be a Tri-State Invitational boys and girls track meet hosted by UW-Platteville. It gets underway at 4:30 this afternoon. Spectators are welcome to attend with admission charged at $5 at the gate. And then tomorrow, there is varsity track invitational action going on at UW La Crosse. And again, these are all indoor meets. The small school division will be meeting at 9 in the morning. Teams from the area such as Boscobel, DeSoto, Hillsboro, along with Kickapoo Lafarge and New Lisbon, North Crawford, Riverdale Royal, Seneca, Westby, Wanewuck Center, and Ithaca Weston will all be involved in the 9 o'clock meet. And then the larger schools will compete at 3:30 on Saturday. Saturday afternoon. Among the schools, Fenimore and Mauston, Reedsburg, Viroqua, West Salem, along with Richland Center High School. The meet gets underway around 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. And there is a softball scrimmage scheduled for Richland Center High School tomorrow afternoon. That action will begin around 2 o'clock as Richland Center is slated to host Ithaca in an outdoor scrimmage. Coffee Clutch Bowling League action from last night. The Pin Pals had an 1,804, ILK 1776, and the Three Aces a 1733. Three Aces had a 609 game, Pin Pals 606 and 605, ILK with a 601. Top series, Cheryl McNerlin a 552, Marsha Mahatka a 536, Marlene Gary with a 499. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin 199, Marlene Gary a 193, Marsha Mahatka a 185. Split pickups, Pat Adams, Marlene Gary, and Linda Wiedenfeld each all had 310 split pickups. Pat Adams was able to accomplish the 4-5 combination in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling, week 28 of 32 total for the season. Pioneer Print Company had a 29-75 series. Hammer Time, the second best, with a 29-35. And the Misfits had a 2,903. Team High Game, Pioneer Print Company 10-18, Alana Springs Campground 10-15, and the Misfits a 10-13. Top Series, Chris Pardoon with a 7-13. It was Kevin Genthy rolling a 704. The third high was Ken Nix Sr., 699. Top Game, Ken Nix Sr., a 278. Chuck Pardoon had a 259. Chris Pardoon, a 257. Additionally, Brandon Adams bowled a 649, 142 over average. Logan Lindvig with a 696, 114 over average. Fred Kepler with a 644, 104 over average. Chuck Pardoon with a 687, 102 over average. And Will Barassa bowled a 609, 99 over average in the All-Star Bowling League. The New Mexico Lobos are hunting for an upset today when they meet Marquette in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Cleveland. Yesterday, guard John Blackwell scored 19 to lead 5 Badgers in double figures in an 85-66 win over Montana. Here is Coach Greg Gard.
We were able to establish the paint early, I felt was important, and take advantage of things in there. But give them credit. Every time we were starting to bust it open, you know, we get it to 11, they'd hit a 3. We got it to 7, they hit a 3. Then we were finally able to pull away, you know, in the back half, the second half. But, you know, happy to be moving on. Think we can play even better.
6:45 for the tip-off time tomorrow, 5:30 pregame on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 as the Badgers play BYU. Elsewhere in sports, the Bucks picked up a win over the Lakers last night, 118-89, and the Badger women's hockey team skates against Minnesota at 7:30 tonight in the Frozen Four. We'll have more sports coming up.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Mike Clemens joins us as we talk sports on a Friday. How about men's college basketball? It's like a basketball lover's dream this weekend, Mike.
It is, especially today. I mean, you got a college tournament going on. Bucks playing last night in L.A. High school, boys high school sports going on with the high school tournament at the Kohl Center now. I remember they used to do it at the Fieldhouse. But, yeah, Badgers with a nice win yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you're able to catch some of that after the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the March Madness going on, they beat the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. John Blackwell, their guard, led the scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, which is one of the best stories this year of Greg Gard's team, where he just wasn't producing, and in January, Gard kind of called him out in a press conference. He essentially said, yeah, we're probably going to have to sit him down. He had 18 points. He was just more aggressive in the second half under the basket. John Tanje, their star player, had 15 points. But they had five players that scored in double digits, Phil. Even Carter Gilmore, the senior, who has these spurts, kind of a sixth man. He had 8 points and six assists. So the Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. BYU beat VCU, the Virginia team. And the other night, I was on the air with one of our sister stations, and they said, what do you think about the power rankings? And I go, were the Eagles at the top of the power rankings in the NFL last year? Because I just don't follow that stuff. Do you remember?
I don't think they were at the top, no.
Yeah. So I've got a friend named John Dodds who's the scorekeeper for the Marquette Golden Eagles games. He's been doing it for 30 years or so. And he's got a blog, and there's a guy who puts out a ranking every year called PooterSports.com. This has been like 25, 30 years he's been putting out. And he has all these different factors he puts in. He's got the Badgers ranked 29th out of 68 teams in the tournament. Do you know who's at 68th? Mm-mm. Marquette.
Marquette, wow.
Because, they've lost several games. They haven't gotten much help off the bench. Do you know who he had ranked at number one?
Mm-mm.
Montana.
Oh, really?
At 25-9, he said, this is the hottest team. They're 14-1. They had one game that went into overtime, but, they're coming into the tournament. They're one and done.
So, they're one and done, right.
So don't ask me about power.
They were a little bit of a concern, but, after the Badgers were done, I watched some of the BYU game. That's going to be a shootout, isn't it?
Probably. It's just that yesterday, Greg Gard had everybody participating, and who knows, it maybe helped for these guys to get some rest. I think they've got gassed by the time they played Michigan on Sunday in the Big Ten tournament, don't you?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and that's a thing that you just kind of question why they make them play that many games in a row.
Yeah. So then you mentioned that the Marquette, now they got their game tomorrow night in Cleveland, and they're going to play the New Mexico Lobos. That's tonight, actually. That mm-hmm. game is tonight at 6:25. And I've heard that New Mexico's actually got some pretty dynamic players. The thing with Marquette, when you watch them with Cam Jones and Stevie Mitchell and David Joplin, is Shaka Smart needs more help off the bench. That's what the guys that cover the team tell me. And I can see that as well. That's, that's been probably the biggest hang-up for them when they were ranked as high as like fourth in the nation earlier this season, and now they're down there some of the 20s. But anyway, they've got a chance to get to the next level if they can beat New Mexico tonight. It's a little after 6:30.
The Bucks with a win last night. I know the Lakers were way shorthanded, but any win over the Lakers is a good win, isn't it?
Yeah, who stood out for the Lakers is Bronny James, LeBron's son. LeBron's been dealing with a groin injury, and Luka, they rested him. I thought it was interesting, Phil, that after the game, Doc Rivers said he must have been talking to their staff. He said, their schedule got so screwed up by the Palisades fires in L.A. They had to change things around. So he says they've had kind of a brutal schedule, and he said at some point they needed to rest their guys, so why not do it against a team from the Eastern Conference instead of a team from the Western Conference? So last night, Bucks, they were up by 35. Giannis got a nice rest in the fourth quarter in that one. And the Bucks put them away. What was the final on that? 118-89, I think.
Right.
Yeah. And Damian Lillard got some rest from last night's game as well.
They had a meeting this week, Doc and Giannis and Dame. I'm not sure how that went.
And I don't know if the guys were able to get that out of Doc in the pregame or not, if he acknowledged that or maybe touched on some of the things that were said. Giannis did not talk last night, but I imagine that those guys, maybe Lillard, because I know that he talked to the media after that loss at Golden State, that we're going to have a little powwow. Because it's just they've been slumping in offense, and it's been sort of inexplicable They've only won three of their last eight games. Fortunately, they won that one last night. And then, so they're in Sacramento. West Coast trip continues while they've got some of the tournament games going on this weekend.
High school boys basketball getting ready for more action today. An exciting time in Madison.
The semifinals today, and then the championships tomorrow. Any schools in your area that are in there this year?
Not anymore. Mineral Point was the closest, and they got beat last night.
They got beaten last night, yeah. So, in Division One, I know Racine Park's taking on Cedarburg, and they'll face the winner of Wauwatosa West or Wausau East.
And the Badger women's hockey team, not to be overlooked, my goodness, in the Frozen Four again, right?
Yeah, led by head coach, Mark Johnson. They've been ranked number one, and they're going to take on the Minnesota Gophers tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. If Wisconsin wins that, then they'll advance to the national championship Sunday, and they're playing those games this weekend at the Ritter Arena in the Twin Cities on the Minnesota campus. So, yeah, that's another one to keep on. I mean, we've got so many things going on. We haven't even had a chance to talk about baseball.
No.
One quick thing I'll tell you about this is check out the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online, and the beat reporter for the Brewers, Todd Rozjak, sat down with Matt Arnold, the GM of the Brewers. It's an excellent story about, to me, even though the guy was elected Executive of the Year of Major League Baseball by getting that young Brewers team, to the playoffs last year and winning the division. But it just talks about how he grew up a baseball fan. His dad used to challenge him in the car, like name any player on any roster, which he did. When he was in high school, he had notes out of, the guides that they've got, the scouting books. He was putting together fantasy teams, complete rosters as in high school. His mom saved all of his notes because the kid was just into it. And when he knew that he couldn't get, he couldn't hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, he quit as a baseball player. He got to a point where he got an internship with the Dodgers that only paid him $50 a day. It took him a two-hour drive. He grew up in the Southern California area, two-hour drive. He said, mostly used up on gas.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just to report to his internship, sometimes sleeping on a cot. But it paid off when he finally got a break, and he's with the Texans for a while, a couple other teams before he got this job with the Brewers. But, he's you talk about under the radar. Matt Arnold's doing a terrific job with all that young talent he's finding for the Brewers. That's a great article to check out.
Yeah, should be competitive again. And the Cubs are 0-2 to start the season. So
that's a beautiful thing. They played that game over in Japan, right?
Yeah, they did, both of them.
Weird.
All right. Mike, always good to check in with you, and have a great week. Safe travels for you.
The next thing would probably be when the Badgers, if they win this game tomorrow night, then there'll be some practices in Madison next week before they go on to the next level of the tournament.
Okay, excellent. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Kalepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, Friday morning, time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. This was John's big chance. Quarterback George Shaw, one of the best in professional football, until the day he was sacked by the Chicago Bears. Everybody knew immediately what had happened. Shaw's left leg was broken. That was it for the season. Now, suddenly the backup quarterback, young fellow who had barely made it to the pros, was trotting out onto the field. The coach had hoped that John would never have to play because the coach knew the rest of the story. John was just too small for football. In fact, he'd never have played quarterback in high school had that team's starting quarterback not broken his ankle. After graduating, John tried out for Notre Dame. The coaches there were astonished he'd even bothered. You can't play football weighing 145 pounds, they told him. And they told him the same thing at Indiana University and at the University of Maryland and at Lehigh University. Finally, he was accepted at the University of Louisville. Not only was their football team a perennial loser, but they kept John on the bench as a third-string quarterback. After college, John was drafted in the ninth round by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nobody knows exactly why, because when they got him to training camp, the Pittsburgh coaches decided, that's right, not big enough. So, before the season started, Pittsburgh let him go. John played sandlot football for a while on a semi-pro team called the Bloomfield Rams. He got $6 a game, and the games usually ended in fistfights. And then came that incredible opportunity to prove himself. A pro team contacted him. It was an emergency situation, they explained. Their backup quarterback had suddenly announced his retirement, and they needed somebody behind their starter, George Shaw, just in case. And what do you know? Fourth game of the season, Shaw broke his leg. Wow. Now there was John, heading for the huddle, determined to make it a lucky break. Instead, it was a disaster. It was a disaster. When John entered the game, his team was ahead 20-14. John's first pass was intercepted by J.C. Caroline, who ran for a touchdown. On the very next offensive play, John fumbled. The Bears ran for another touchdown. And then John fumbled again, and another Bear touchdown. And when the smoke had cleared, the Bears had won 58-27. And that was precisely the sign that the young quarterback had waited for. He'd had one golden opportunity after another. But past coaches had been right, he reasoned. He was just too small for football. And thus into the Baltimore Colts locker room he trudged, despondent and utterly unaware that one day sports writers would be calling him the greatest quarterback in the NFL. And one day, in football's Hall of Fame, he would be acclaimed by many as the greatest quarterback of them all. And you remember Too Small John as the late legendary Johnny Unitas. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Looking for the best price on aluminum cans? L&M Salvage is paying 70 cents per pound from March 24th through April 5th. It's the perfect time to clean out your garage and turn those cans into cash. Plus, they offer top dollar on all metals and farm machinery. Stop by L&M Salvage on County Highway Y off Highway 80 South in Richland Center or give them a call at 647-3490. And remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody's a stranger, just a friend they haven't met yet. Open all day on Good Friday.
Attention veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses. Did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team. Helping heroes find their way home.
We thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. We have some great brand new country releases to share with you on our Fresh from the Country program, which is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We'll also check out the most popular, most played country songs across the land as we check the chart this week in the next half hour. A new one today from Drew Harkel. We'll kick it off.
Thank you.
never loved me till you did. Now you're done, and I think I'm done too. What a ruse. Every fire's been a liar since that burning bush. Like the Iliads and Odysseys, mermaids in their books. Is that your inspiration that need to deceive me? Enemies and architects built upon our own regrets. A litmus test is everything I need. Or do I just want what's too many?
Drew Herrickall on WRCO, fresh from the country, Enemies and Architects. And the big mover on the chart this week comes from Shaboozy. It's up 4 with some good news today.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sin. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the ride at the end of my wrongs. Heavy end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. If the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Is a little sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
Shaboozie on WRCO, a total up four notches into the top 40 with a little good news today. Our trivia question of the day is coming up here. More regular features and more fresh from the country.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and five shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Coming up, our trivia question of the day. It's sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We're a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
All right, well, we have our trivia question of the day. Let's see how you do on this one. At least 600 movies about this have been released since 1920, and more than half of them have come out in the 21st century. What could be the topic? At least 600 movies about this have been released since 1920. More than half of them have come out in the 21st century. Think about the movie craze over the last several years. 608-647-4155. As you dial, a brand new one from Graylin James.
If you think some school by fast and some people drive too slow, tattoos are no big deal, week expired, milk ain't old. If there goes my life's just another song on the radio. And if your mom and dad were crazy waiting up till you got home, wait till you have kids and they look in your eyes, wait till you're their Superman, wait till they're your whole life. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired and real love is. Wait till you have kids. You think you'll always be on time, and minivans ain't kinda cool. If you don't care if there's a fence around a backyard swimming pool, and if you never thought of hanging something up there on your fridge, and if 8 a.m. is early and divorce is what it is. Wait till you have kids and they look in your eyes, you start thinking about them dating one day, asking for advice. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired and real love is. Wait till you have kids. Man, just wait. Call you from a thousand miles away and they give you hell, telling them to visit home, and you just laugh and say, wait till you have kids and a half-empty room upstairs, full of rec league trophies, two small clothes, old video games in 18 years. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired and real love is. Wait till you have kids. So you have kids.
Graylin James on WRCO Radio and brand new country. Wait till you have kids. All right. Well, congratulations to Jane Dvorak, who knew the right answer. At least 600 movies about this have been released since 1920, and more than half of them have come out in the 21st century. Lots of guesses for the likes of Superman and Wars. Somebody guessed Titanic. There have been quite a few movies made about that as well. But nope, the correct answer, zombies. They were making zombie movies way back in 1920. And again, more than half of them in the 21st century. Became a real thing. Walking Dead, of course, was a TV series, but they've included them in lots of movies. The one that just scared the wits out of me was Night of the Living Dead. And they made quite a few of those, but the original one in black and white, they made that in like $2 or something like that. But it was scary. It still remains that way, too, just the black and white. And I remember watching it on a late show one time. And at the old farmhouse, and I'll tell you what, I jumped from the bottom of the stairs to the top without touching a stair because I was grabbed. Somebody was going to grab my ankle when I was running up the stairs. Anyway, congrats to Jane, our winner. She wins the cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe today. From the country and WRCO, Mackenzie Carpenter featuring the group Midland and a brand new one called I Wish You Would. Coming up this week's most played country song. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC, on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Save 20% every Tuesday on rental tools and equipment, big and small. Find the tools and equipment you need to get the job done at All American Do It Center's rental department. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, trenchers and hole diggers, lawn and garden equipment, concrete equipment, air and power tools, compressors, generators, flooring and drywall, even banquet tables and chairs. Rentals are always 20% off on Tuesdays. Visit the rental department, open 7 days a week at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coming up, our update at 9 from ABC, and then we'll bring on some friends from the community to talk on the morning show. Some guests from the Richland School District will be in the studio with us a little later on this morning. Hope you're enjoying your day. We're headed toward 52 a little bit later on. Maybe some sprinkles crop up by the afternoon. We are getting just a little hint of sunshine coming in today. The most played country songs across the land. Here we go. Number 5, Cole Swindell, Forever to Me. At number 4, Dylan Scott, This Town's Been Too Good to Me. That's at number 4, Low Cash, Hometown. That is coming up on the number 3 spot. Liar from Jelly Roll is number 2, and the number 1 tune. Well, if you have Carrie Underwood as a guest backup vocalist, you're probably bound to have some success. Cody Johnson and I'm Gonna Love You. Here we go. Number 1 this week in country music.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. Flowers gonna bloom, and I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can lose. Earth's gonna shake. Every now and then, some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you.
Yeah.
Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Brush of the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Happy
trails. This is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll meet again next hour on the morning show. Until that time, have a great day, everyone. If you're checking out, we have a 39-degree reading heading on toward 52 a little bit later on today. The time is 9 o'clock. Our news update from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and bowling.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive fire causing a power outage that shut down London's Heathrow Airport. Chaos for nearly 150,000 travelers at one of the world's busiest airports. It could be closed until tomorrow. President Trump, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Elon Musk all denying a New York Times report that Musk will be shown a presentation today on how the U.S. would respond if there was a war with China. Musk will be visiting the Pentagon. A new study about weed and your heart.
Data on more than 4.6 million people shows that young marijuana users are six times more likely to suffer a heart attack than those who abstain. Researchers say cannabis may affect heart rhythm and raise oxygen demand in the heart muscle, even in people under 50 years old. The study is published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
ABC's Jim Ryan. As promised, President Trump signing an executive order on Thursday aimed at shutting down the U.S. Department of Education.